This is weird because we played this, I want to say, on a day when Biggie was not here last week, and then we replayed it. A guy set a record, and I guess there's a show or podcast where you go on to try to set a record in the Guinness Book, and he did by naming Chinese food dishes, as many as he could in 30 seconds, and you have to have them from memory from your favorite Chinese restaurant, and you get the 30 seconds. He had to beat 15, and he got 40. Now, they had a person from Guinness there and all that kind of stuff. We don't.
No.
Biggie said, I can do it. We're like, okay, do it. And we never follow through with anything like that. So today, in the rehearsal, Biggie doesn't come to rehearsal. He never does. He's excused from dress rehearsal. And B.B. Shea said, is Biggie setting a record today? I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. He's been here. That's the record.
Is this 5 days in a row? Is that his record? Is that the record 5 days in a row? And B.B. Shea said, no, that Chinese food thing. He's like, what are you talking about, Chinese food? Chinese food. And he's like, Biggie's going to name Chinese food. I said, I bet Biggie can name Chinese food.
I bet he can set a record of that.
So, yes, he's doing that. Here's how it started. This guy named Big John. Here was what he did in 30 seconds.
This is what we came for, really, isn't it?
This is what we came for. We'll give it a go. And if I fail, I fail, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Yep. And that's all you can do in life. Give it your best shot.
John, I will say 3, 2, 1, go, and then you start saying the items. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Egg fried rice, chicken fried rice, pork fried rice, special fried rice, Singapore fried rice, Singapore rice noodle, plain charming, chicken charming, pork charming, beef charming, chicken balls, prawn balls, pork balls, sweet and sour chicken, sweet and sour pork Hong Kong style, sweet and sour prawn, beef in black bean, chicken in black bean, pork in black bean, roast duck Chinese style, roast pork Chinese style, chicken Chinese style, crispy aromatic duck, seaweed, sesame prawn on toast, spicy pork, mixed hors d'oeuvres, chicken and sweet corn soup, chicken noodle soup, hot and sour soup, prawn crackers, chips, salt and chili chicken balls, salt and chili pork.
Wow.
Yeah. Give it up. Man. Give it up now.
Wow.
Impressive. Now, Biggie's got to look at the menu. He's like, I need to look at that menu.
I got to check one thing.
Yep. All right. We'll make sure you get it right. Can't look at the menu while you're doing it, of course. By the way, interestingly, and B.B. Shea loves that clip.
That's my favorite thing of the year.
That's your favorite thing of the year.
Yeah. The idea of a fat guy just saying Chinese menu. Yeah.
You're getting ready to see it in person.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
You're getting ready to put your eyes on it right in the room. That's what you're getting ready to see.
So I've been practicing this week.
Mm-hmm.
A lot tougher. It's one of those where you hear and I'm like, oh, I can do that. But
is it a little surprising to you that the record was 15? I mean, he blew it out of the water.
Oh, he blew it out, yeah.
I bet people just didn't know about the record.
No.
Everybody could do 20, you know?
Yeah.
If you'd found out about this 2 weeks ago, you'd probably set the record. Now he's got it at 40, which
is a lot harder. Which is a lot harder than...
And then Biggie said, you know, and I hate to even bring this up. I mean, yesterday, Biggie got a brand new cat. And he said, oh, I'm lucky I don't have the cat yet because I'm practicing all these Chinese food. And, you know, she'd look at me like I was crazy. Plus, as I want to point out, you got the Chinese food connection to cat. You know.
She'd have thought I was naming all the dishes I was going to put her in.
I bet she'd look at you like.
I'm just walking around saying Chinese dishes and she's just staring at me like.
Can you imagine? What? What?
Chicken fried rice, beef fried rice.
She just stared at it. I bet she'd run from you. Oh, man.
I look insane just walking around my house yelling Chinese dishes.
Oh, yeah. That's how he's practicing. Yeah. You got these two things coming together at the same time. Oh, no.
She thought she found a safe home.
We should have cleared this with HR. All the SPACA ladies beating on the window.
My application's being redacted.
What?
Yeah.
That's the guy that did the Chinese record? It is.
Yeah.
He's getting a cat.
Chicken fried rice, beef fried rice, shrimp fried rice. That cat been under the couch.
License revoked.
Yeah.
Don't we need to give this cat away? Not to that guy. That sick pervert. No. We're not doing that.
Luckily, it was just me.
You think that sicko's getting our cat now? No way. Okay. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock for you now.
Okay.
30 seconds. Now, we don't have a Guinness official.
No.
He's liable to do the thing. He'd probably win it and we'd be like, oh, sorry.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. This is a lot tougher than I thought.
How many? There's got to be 100 items.
I think there's about 200 on there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like these two sections right here are 50.
I see.
Yeah.
What's the restaurant?
It's called Wonderful Chinese Restaurant. It's a local place on Lee's Chapel Road.
God, it took years to get that.
Yeah.
What should we name it? I don't know.
Chinese restaurant. Man.
Good idea.
Break the bank on that one. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. We got it.
It's called Wonderful Chinese Restaurant.
Yes.
That's Biggie's favorite.
It's wonderful.
What's good here? Everything's wonderful.
It's in the name.
Okay,
here we go.
Well, let's give you a countdown. Now, Rachel and I will each make a little hash mark every time you get one, and we'll compare numbers when you're done.
I'm nervous about this part.
Well, me too.
When this guy was doing it, I was trying to tally it, and I was like, he just starts running them all together.
I can hear her a little click. I think she's clicking a number.
Yeah, I think she is too.
As she's going, we just have our own pens and paper in here. So I'll give you a little countdown. You start, and we'll compare numbers when we're done. All right?
Okay.
On your mark, get set, go.
Chicken fried rice, beef fried rice, pork fried rice, shrimp fried rice, house fried rice, beef lo mein, chicken lo mein, shrimp lo mein, house lo mein, pork lo mein, egg foo young, chicken egg foo young, beef egg foo young, shrimp egg foo young, shrimp roll, spring roll, shrimp egg roll, orange chicken, beef and peppers, pepper steak, chicken and mushroom, chicken chow mein, beef chow mein, shrimp chow mein, house chow mein, beef spare rib, boneless spare ribs, cheesesteak egg roll.
Ugh. I have you at 5, 10, 15, 20, 20, 29.
I have 29.
That's pretty close.
That was great.
That's pretty good.
Do it again. When you stop, there's like, oh, that's it. There's no chance. Really, even if you're perfect, that guy's really good.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
Let's do it again next week.
I really want to try to get to 40.
That would be a record.
I think if you could get to 40, the way you stopped, you could have got there.
Yeah, the pause is, I'll tell you what the brain switch is. So I've been studying like all the fried rices because you can do fried rice, lo mein.
Well, that's what he
egg
did.
Foo
that's
young.
What the record holder
did. Yeah. And you hit all through those, but then my mind switched to appetizers. And that's where I got hung up.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
But I mean, and frankly, the dishes are pretty simple. It's like orange chicken, chicken with vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can run through all the lo meins, all the chow meins.
Yeah.
Pepper steak, beef pepper steak, chicken pepper steak.
Nice effort. Nice effort.
That's better than I thought. Yeah.
I think he had to practice too. So.
Definitely. He did. He said he practiced a lot. That, sadly, is the greatest thing Biggie's ever done.
Yeah. And I get, oh man, I get the cat next Thursday. I can't.
No more practice. Yeah, you can't. You only have one more week.
Just not come out.
Have 6 more days to break this record, or that's it. Then you'll be a cat owner.
Oh,
what a sick monster this guy is. Terrible. Coming up here on the Two Guys Named Chris show.
What a shocker. A fat guy's good at naming Chinese dishes. Literally, everyone's listening to the radio going, and?
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah.
Other guy was pretty beefy himself.